NPR's first ever college podcast challenge ended this week. Students from all over the country submitted their stories for the chance to get on the air. We'll hear from the winners next month. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo has a sneak peek of some early favorites.
We got podcasts from all over the country, from community colleges and big universities, about a ton of different subjects. But one common theme? The global pandemic that has upended students' lives.
When I asked one six-year-old why wearing masks is important, his answer really stuck with me.
Whenever I see somebody cough, I feel scared.
That's Audrey Thiebert, a freshman from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. For her podcast, she decided to see how the pandemic was affecting the youngest members of society.
Dangerous, I guess.
Not fun.
Repetitive.
Distancing, I guess.
Deadly.
Boring.
Annoying.
Dangerous.
Different.
Lonely.
10 kids were asked to describe the coronavirus in one word. Those are the words they chose.
Other students looked at their own campuses and the emotions and stress that millions of their classmates have felt this year.
So we all left thinking it was spring break. No one really packed anything. We thought we were all coming back.
Sophie LeClay, a freshman at Dickinson College in Pennsylvania, chronicles the rise of COVID on her campus and the lockdowns that came in response. Her interviews explore how the shutdown left students feeling lonely and isolated.
Being like the only person home was very hard. Just not being able to see friends. Also not being able to make new friends that I was looking forward to at college.
I lost all my motivation and now I'm like trying to figure things out before finals. So I don't know, it's been kind of rough.
One thing any good podcast can do is transport us to a different place.
Picture with me for a second that you are in my hometown walking down Market Street in Wailuku on the island of Maui.
One entry that did that really well was Jacob Alloy. He's a junior at Hamline University, but grew up in Hawaii.
You hear the cars rushing by as locals try to make it to work and tourists try to make it to whatever beach they are trying to find on their guide map. You hear the flipping and flopping of rubber slippers. And every so often, you catch the waves in the far distance.
But Jacob's not just giving us a tour. He's here to teach us something.
So what? They're gonna come or what? I don't know. They said they was gonna come. So what? You think they're going? They're not gonna come. Poor all these kind kids, yeah? Whatever.
This is Hawaiian pidgin. It is iconic and as ubiquitous as shave ice and surfing to the Hawaiian Islands.
Jacob talks to his auntie Lois, a native speaker, to understand the background and culture of the language.
To me, pidgin is not just a means of communicating, it's a means of surviving. You're going to be treated as an outcast if you don't sound like them. So it's a way of assimilating.
We also got some funny ones along the way, like Sam Richbun and Kevin Gilbert from the University of Albany. They made a podcast about something very dear to them, underrated NFL players.
All right, so I'm going to start things off for Show Him Some Respect, episode 2, by the way. I'm going to Hollywood. I'm going to L.A. It's the L.A. Rams cornerback, Darius Williams.
The Student Podcast Challenge College Edition will announce finalists and the winner in late March. And middle and high school students, you've still got plenty of time to get your podcast in. For more information on the contest, you can go to npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.